Happy Friday to you. Boy, big things going on at the box office this weekend.
Well, indeed. And among them, Thor, Bad Moms, and Bad Moms Christmas, and LBJ.
Yes.
Shall we kick
Let's
it
talk
off
about
the third,
Thor first.
The third Thor movie, which is hard for me to say.
Thor movie, yes. And that's a biggie. They're expecting it to make over $100 million. And to me, it's worth it. It's a great year for superhero films, and that's a line I never thought I'd utter. But last summer there was Wonder Woman, and now there's Thor, which is really great fun because it doesn't take itself too seriously. Kind of a mix between Guardians of the Galaxy and Deadpool, only without the naughtiness of that one. And that's pretty much it. It's fun for the whole family. Got a great cast, including Cate Blanchett, who looks like she's having the time of her life. She's a great villainess. And it's just more fun than a superhero movie's ever been.
All right, and so it won't leave you Thor.
Yeah.
That's
true. Now, also, there's A Bad Mom's Christmas, which actually opened on Wednesday because it didn't want to compete with Thor today.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say for this one, yes, it's too soon.
Really?
It's, you know, just waiting only 2 days after Halloween is a little too early to open a Christmas movie to me. But still...
well, how else are we going to know that Thanksgiving is just around the corner?
I know. And as much as I say that, I still have to admit that it's really funny. I mean, it's got a great cast with Mila Kunis and Kristen Bell and Catherine Hahn as the original Bad Moms. And then you add mothers played by Susan Sarandon and Cheryl Hines and Christine Baranski. And then you throw in Justin Hartley from This Is Us, and you can't help but laugh.
All right. Now,
it's really funny.
The third film, your movie, LBJ with Woody Harrelson, it's hard for me to see him in the role for some reason, but you say he does an excellent job.
Yeah, he does a really good job. Rob Reiner directed this one, and surprisingly enough, you know, when I first heard that, I thought, that's going to be interesting, and it is. It's very interesting. It's a decent biopic. You're not likely to find anything new or informative about President Johnson, who was forced to step up to the White House, of course, and take the reins after JFK was assassinated. If you were around during that time and you remember him, you won't see anything new or different. But if you weren't around, it's an interesting history.
Well, I never expect anything new or different from a Rob Reiner film. Just the way it is.
I know. Usually he's amusing. This one's definitely more serious for his genre. So you know, that's opening. It's limited release. It's not going to play in very many theaters. Just expect Thor to overwhelm everything this weekend. And I think that's a well-deserved success. It's
all right.
Really good.
So what you're saying is if you had one choice to make, it would be Thor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But go see it in an off time because there's going to be a million fans there.
All right.
So go see it like in the morning or something like that, and then you'll do okay.
Very good. And we thank you, as always, for your assessment. You can follow Lisa on her website at homeinhollywood.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter, Lisa Johnson Mandel.